I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Telling the truth. The words are so easy to say. Alas, there are times in life when fulfilling the act is not so easy. What do we say to a beloved friend who asks for an honest assessment of her wedding gown that we think is absolutely dreadful? Is it okay to lie to a terminally ill child about his dire prognosis? And then there's the challenge of being truthful with ourselves about our mistakes, our shortcomings, our missteps. In the end, of course, we have good reason to aspire to truth-telling. As Shakespeare noted in All's Well That Ends Well, no legacy is so rich as honesty. And that's what a very wise 13-year-old, Lila Rizvi, has come to believe.
I remember feeling annoyed when I slipped my paper-cut covered hand into my bag and realized that my earbuds weren't among the other essential trinkets I'd stashed for my family's trip to Italy. Without earbuds, I would have to endure a 13-hour flight watching soundless movies and listening to babies crying. I asked my sister if she took them, and she said no. I believed her, but felt betrayed as I watched her sneaky hand struggling to stuff two white cords back into her bag. After snitching on my sister, my parents punished her by making her read to me. I would never want to be punished for lying. I believe in honesty. When I was in first grade, I made a mistake. It was Luke Gunther's 7th birthday, and my assigned seat was next to him. We had started sketching self-portraits in art class, and I gripped a yellow school pencil in my clammy hand. It was nearly the end of class and time to sing happy birthday to Luke. As the words poured out of my mouth, I felt the energy pass through my tiny arm and pump into my hand. I had etched the words Luke Gunther onto the paper cover that sat on the art table. I left the class not realizing my words were still there. While packing up my bag in Mrs. Vito Silva's room, I had an eerie feeling, like I had forgotten something. At that moment, Mrs. Downs, my art teacher, walked into the classroom with a stern look on her face. She whispered a few words to my teacher, and then looked at me. She asked if I had written Luke's name on the table. I looked up with shame and a guilty look on my face and said no. I felt guilt pouring over me like syrup on a pancake. I felt suffocated by my lie. A few minutes later, I had a confession to make. As I told my teacher what I did, she sternly began walking me down to the art room. I nervously fidgeted with my fingers. I opened the art room door to find Mrs. Downs erasing my words. I confessed immediately. We were eye to eye. She was disappointed at first, but proud that I eventually came through. My conscience felt lighter. The lesson learned is telling the truth is the simplest way to live. One small lie could draw blood, like the slits made by paper cuts.
Lila Rizvi is an 8th grade student at the Wheeler School. She lives with her family in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, riipr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.